Get connected with Take Two Radio Music on Facebook or Twitter at Take Two Radio Music. Or for email updates on future shows, follow at Blog Talk Radio. For previous episodes, upcoming guests, and more, visit TakeTwoRadioMusic.com.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Take Two Radio Music. I'm Pam, your host. Happy hump day. Happy Wednesday. Hope you all are having a great day. For some of you, half the day is over with. Some of you a little bit longer, like those in California. But I hope you're having a good day and it's going smoothly for you. I myself am getting over laryngitis, a cold and ear infection. When I get sick, I do it right and get them all at one time and get it over with. So today's a good day for me. And today I also have the great pleasure of speaking with a singer-songwriter, Rich Cloak. And although you can call him a country singer, there's a lot of rock in that songs in his song. So let's find out more about that. Rich, are you with me?
Hi, Dan. How are you?
Hi, I'm living today. How are you?
Good, thanks. Good. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you for joining me today. I know you have a busy schedule. So how's your day going so far?
Pretty good. I mean, the snow is kind of starting to melt, and I think it's slowly starting to warm up, but that might be wishful thinking.
I know, right?
Exactly.
What state are you in?
I'm actually in Canada.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Canada. Sorry.
Yeah, no. No, a lot of people assume
the
states.
Too. Yeah.
Province.
And we always blame Canada here in Illinois when we get snow and cold, you know. We blame you guys. Just so you know that.
we blame Buffalo. We blame Buffalo first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought yours would come, maybe you would blame like the Arctic or, you know, something like
but you
blame Buffalo.
No. I blame Buffalo. I'm like maybe half an hour from the Buffalo border, so they usually get hit pretty hard first, and then it's us.
Yeah, and they've had quite a bit, too, so for the last couple of years, so I can imagine how much it's hit you guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, we're getting close. We're in March now, so. But let's start out with a little bit of background on you. What was the very first thing that made you become interested in being in music?
I was first introduced to music when I was, I think, 3 years old. I got my first little kid guitar at that age. And then when I was about 10 years old, I asked my parents, I said, I want to get a real acoustic or electric guitar. I want to take lessons. I want to be in a band. And that stuck. When I got to high school, I started playing in rock bands throughout the city. The vibe of the music scene where I grew up was very hard rock, very alt rock. And then when I turned 18, I was formally introduced to country music, and I kind of slowly started breaking away from playing in bands and writing my own music as a solo artist and learning how to sing properly and really dive right into the genre. And, you know, we speed up the clock to, you know, 2014, and I've released my first record. Felt I was ready. I'm ready to do this. I'm educated enough to try to make a good first impression anyway, and go from there.
Well, did you feel that maybe you had the inner country boy in you when you were playing rock music, or is just when you got introduced to country music, it kind of pulled it out of you?
I felt that I could relate a lot to the genre of country, and when I started writing my own songs, people were saying, oh man, you've got a really cool country, you might be really cool for country, and I was like, oh, that might be something to look into, and I just fell in love with, you know, like my generation would be Garth Brooks, absolutely love the guy, George Strait, Randy Travis, all those old guys, and then Tim McGraw, heavy influence on what I'm doing. Who I'd say, you know, Tim McGraw kind of got his old stuff is country, but his newer stuff is a lot more rock kind of influences, and then just playing rock music and loving that genre. So let's kind of mix the two together, you know. little bit of rock with a little bit of twang.
Yeah. Yeah, and you see that more these days. You know, there's not really specific genres that most indie artists or any artist can put themselves into these days. The country's mixed with rock, it's mixed with pop, and pop is mixed with hip-hop, and, you know, you can go on from there. And it makes it better for you guys in a way because you can express yourself in different ways, write musically different, and also gather new fans from different genres that you wouldn't have had if you stuck with just, say, old country or something.
Absolutely. The beauty of music in general is just being able to express yourself and not really diving into one specific genre. Sure, you might be pulled in one direction, but if you're like myself, you know, you love all and respect every genre of music. And, you know, who's to say,
right.
And look at country now, you've, like you just said, you've got that pop rock influence. You've got the hip hop influence, kind of like what Forge the Door to Line and Jason Aldean are doing right now.
Right.
You know, it's really cool. And it just helps expand the genre into new territory. Sure, people might not like it or agree, but, you know, music is subjective, right? So.
Exactly. There's always going to be something out there that you're going to like, and there's just, like, no excuse for somebody to say, I'm not listening to music anymore because it all blows, you know? it just doesn't work that way.
I agree, I know. And I mean, allow people to complain about something they're going to, right? But, you know, to each his own.
Yeah.
Don't listen to it if you don't like it, right?
Right. And there's always the, you know, records and CDs and whatever back in the day, if that's the music you prefer, then go for it. But there's always going to be somebody listening to music, and that's all there is to it. I love the expansion. I love that the crossovers. I just think it makes it more interesting. And growing up, my mom loved country music, and there was some I liked. You know, I could put up with, like, Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton and all that she was listening to. At that time, I was into, like, Black Sabbath and Led Zeppelin and, you know, those types. So we were on opposite spectrums there. And I used to make fun of her sometimes, you know, when she was listening to it. Well, as I got older, I learned to appreciate more and more different types of music. And I used to take my daughter, when she was younger, to country concerts. And she would just kind of sit there. She would just go because mom asked her to go. Well, now she's 24 years old, and her biggest one that she listens to is country music. But I think that has to do with how it's changed. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's definitely, the fan base is just growing. And even people have been asking me, I've been talking to some people in the U.S., and, like, I didn't realize Canada had country music. I didn't know Canadians were into country. Absolutely. That the market for Canadian country music anyway is growing exponentially, and it's bigger than it ever was before, and the scene is just blowing up. Like, I'm maybe half an hour from Toronto, and before Toronto right now is very, very indie, it's very rock and roll, blues, jazzy, but the country music scene, there's bars going up now and country clubs that are being opened up, and it's really booming.
Yeah, I've actually recently interviewed quite a few very talented country artists from Canada, and I didn't realize, you know, you live in a bubble sometimes when whatever country you're from. You think that it's like music is everywhere. And so when I started interviewing the country artists from Canada, I was very surprised to find out that it's just now making its way there. And I'm very happy about that because, look at, you know, more recognition for you, more places for you to play and stuff like that. So that's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. I'm just
absolutely
very, very surprised when I heard it. So
yeah. No, it's great. I love it. So
yeah. Now, speaking of Canada and that, you also used to play hockey.
Yes.
That professionally or just for fun?
Not professionally. It was like a mix of house league and some rep, but When I got to about 18, it was like the same seven guys that kept coming out to play. I mean, guys were being introduced to girls, so they didn't want to show up. I want to hang out with my girlfriend instead of coming to play hockey. And just people stopped caring. And so I said, you know what, I'm going to put kind of sports on the back burner and really focus on a career in music. I still play pickup, you know, from time to time with my friends, and it's always good to do and stay active, you know.
Right, right. Keep you in shape.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I absolutely love hockey. I'm not real big into sports. I'm happy if one of our, you know, Chicago teams wins something. You have to root for them. But I love hockey, and I watch it all the time. And, of course, the Blackhawks. Yay, yay. Love them,
yeah,
love
absolutely.
Them.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a born and raised Blackhawks fan.
Are you really?
I am. Not even joking. Yeah, absolutely. Born and raised.
I cannot believe that.
Yeah, we took a trip down there last year to watch them play. Unbelievable experience. The vibe of, you know, the United Center is, I think it's called the United Center, I think, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, right. Just
yeah.
A sea of red, just the vibe is crazy, and I loved it. And, yeah, nice to see them actually, you know, winning some Stanley Cups, and, you know, it's
I know,
the,
I know.
The brutal years, which were back in the day, but.
Yeah. Definitely. It took them a long time, but they finally got on a little bit of a roll there. And this
Absolutely.
Year they're kind of, but, you know, I'm still rooting for them either way. So now that you said that, maybe you can come up with a Blackhawks song for the games.
There you go.
Just don't let Canada teams know this. You know, I don't want you getting kicked out.
Yeah. That's funny.
So back to the music as far as writing, how do you do it? Do you get inspirations from everyday life? Do you sit down, take some time each day to write? Or, you know, does it come like every sporadically, like you're driving down the road? I'm assuming it's a little bit of both.
Absolutely. It's a little bit of everything. I do make time every day to do some writing to make sure, you know, keep your chops sharpened. And I pull in for inspiration, though, from daily experiences, life experiences, past experiences, what's currently going on in my life and where I see myself going in the future. I'm just kind of surround myself with, you know, positive people, and I've got a lot of support from family and friends. So just having conversations with them kind of inspires me and what's going on with their lives. I'm like, oh, I should write that. You know, I want to write a song about that. That's a good idea. It's a good message. I think we can get across to people, and I think people can relate to it. And I just, you know, sing about things that matter most to me. For the record, like the current record that just came out, it's a very, in my opinion, I wanted to make a record that was very positive, make people smile, make people move, make people want to dance. So I pulled from very positive experiences in my life and went from there. And I think
did you ever have one of your friends or family, friends or family members come up to you and say, hey, did you write that song about me?
Yeah. I get some friends and family, like certain songs, they'll say, hey, what's this, you know, this is interesting. Who's this song about? Or, you know, what were you thinking when you wrote that song? I get it all the time. And people who, you know, are interested in that, even fans too, who have asked me like, oh, this song really means a lot to me. It touches me, you know,
mm-hmm.
Can you explain what was going on in your life that made you write that song? So it's really cool to have those conversations.
Yeah, and fans, I mean, thank God there is social media these days, because you get to talk to people from around the world, and again, you get more fans that way from around the world with it being out there. What do you enjoy about social media and interacting with them?
The interaction in general, just being able to connect with people who take their time out of their day to Rich Cloak on their playlist, or to just sit down and listen to my music. Like, that to me means everything, and I can't thank everybody enough for doing that. So being able to communicate with them and, how was your day today? You know, it was really good. How was yours? And just kind of getting to know people on more of kind of a personal level. I feel we've got a little bit of a Rich Cloak family growing, and it's really cool. There's a growing community of people that are taking a liking and an interest in my music, and it's just really fun to kind of slowly build those relationships with people. So I'd say the relationship.
It is.
The relationship
and,
building out.
And we, yeah, without social media, I wouldn't be speaking with you right now, right?
Absolutely. I mean, times have definitely changed where I think, in my opinion, if you're a musician or an artist or an actor or any sort of artsy profession, social media, you need to be on it. You need to be engaging with your fans and build up a network and build those relationships because, you know, fans are going to allow you to continue to do what you love to do.
And one of the more important things that you said in that right there is that you need to be engaging with your fans. I've seen artists on social media that tweet a lot or post on Facebook or Instagram or whatever they're using, but it's only about like their next gig or their new album is out or their new single is out or something like that, but they're not interacting with the fans. And I hate to say it, but you're going to lose fans that way no matter how good your music is.
Yeah, absolutely. People don't want to see the same thing over and over and over again. They want variety. And you kind of have to learn your fan base, too, and realize what's working or what's not working. I post something sometime that people care less about, and then I'll post something else, and people love it. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to keep doing more of this. And people want to know that you're more than just a musician and an artist. They want to know that you're an actual person with opinions and,
right.
You know, yeah, you're more human. You're more real. And that's, I think, what people really appreciate.
Right, exactly. And speaking of social media, Heather on Twitter, she goes by H. Landskron, Landskron. She says, say hi to Rich Cloak for me, and is he coming to Wisconsin?
Hello,
in the USA? You are an amazing singer. Take care.
Well,
so
thank
you,
Heather.
Go.
We're currently working on putting some shows together. In Canada, for sure, a little bit harder to kind of go to venture into the States, but we're currently working on it, trying to figure out some loopholes to play. But I've also just discovered this online live stream called Stage It. And you can actually, I know like artists like Jake Owen has done it. Like it's a little concert that you put on in your living room and people from all over the world can stream it. I know it's not as cool as seeing somebody live and going somewhere with all the flashing lights and, you know, the loud noises. But I think it's more of an intimate atmosphere where everything's stripped down, just you and acoustic guitar and being able, it gives you the option to play for your fans where you might not be able to get to right away.
It's actually the next best thing to seeing somebody live. I've been to quite a few Stage It concerts, and I absolutely love them. I love the intimacy of it and that it's just you and, you know, a bunch of your fans sitting there listening to you and actually get to interact with you. I mean, you can't get at everybody's comment or question, but, you know, you get to some of them and it makes you excited, and I love those. I actually have another one coming up on Sunday that I'm going to be listening to. And, you know, a lot of people out there, a lot of the listeners out there may not realize it. It's not expensive for you to go in there and listen to a concert on Stage It. I mean, most of the time it's $5.
Yeah. I mean, what's $5, really? It's a cup of the large coffee or something somewhere, just a little bit
right.
more.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, so, yeah, definitely do one of those for us in the U.S. We'd love
Absolutely.
To see it. And let me know
Absolutely.
When it is. I'll help promote it, too.
Oh, thank you.
So, you're welcome. Now, as you mentioned, you recently released your debut album, Northern Skies. Tell us how that came together, and did you produce it yourself or work with someone else?
I worked with my good friend. His name is, this is his real name, Flavio Monopoli. He's a L.A. producer, originally from Ontario, like Toronto, Canada. Him and I, we met 3 years ago, and he's been a huge mentor to me, really giving me the ins and the outs of the industry and kind of the do's and don't do's and really helping me build a solid foundation to have a lasting career in music. So I owe a lot to him. But actually, we just celebrated the 1 year of the first day of recording on March 1st, Sunday, I believe it was. We stepped into the studio, took us about a month to record the 8 tracks, and he did the production on it. He played drums, percussion. We brought in some really close friends of ours to do some of the instrumentation as well, and put it together and released it in October, and currently promoting the first single, One of You.
Which is a lovely song. I absolutely love it. And I know
thanks.
The fans and listeners out there that are not familiar, you need to go check it out. And I'm actually going to be playing that song as well as 2 other songs, Rockin' in the Summer and Miss Those Days. And thanks for sending those to me, because those are great songs as well.
Oh,
now,
thanks.
You have 8 songs on the album. So how do you choose the 8 songs out of the hundreds I'm sure you wrote?
Well, you know what's funny? I've usually we pulled from, there was so many ideas. My phone and like iPad is just filled with hundreds of ideas. But when we wrote the 8 songs, I'm not even lying. These were the first, we wrote 10 songs and we're like, okay, these are really, really good. And we picked those 8 and we just felt that they were the strongest. We try not to overthink. Is this going to be a good song? Is this not going to be a good song? Just kind of went with intuition and instinct, and chose those 8. So we really didn't really pick from 100. We just sat down, wrote them, like, oh, this is a really good song. We should maybe consider recording this, and for the next record, just because I think the writing is getting better, and we'll have a lot more to choose from. Just I've been very inspired recently, so there's already like I think 20 songs, new songs that I've been kind of working on. So there'll be a lot. I'll have that battle on the next record.
Yeah, you got the easy way out this time. Are you a perfectionist? Does it, bug you sometimes when you hear something after it's been released and you're like, oh, I should have changed that? Should have did it differently? Or do you just not think about it? You do.
Oh,
okay.
No. Oh, crazy overthinker. It's like a downfall. I think I drove Flav crazy throughout the entire experience. Just drove him nuts. But I'm learning. I'm learning. I'm learning.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard. Like it being the first time, and after all was said and done, he sent me an article from a couple other musicians who were well known in the industry in Canada, and just their experience going in, working with a producer. You really, and I've learned this, you really need to let go and just trust.
Mm-hmm.
Trust your producer, trust the person you've hired to make a great product, and not overthink it, and just let go. And that was the hardest thing for me, doing this record, which is learning to let go. Because in my head, I hear one thing, he hears a totally different thing. He hears the finished product, and he's already on to the next project before we've even started this one. He just knows where he wants to go with the sound and the direction and the instrumentation and the arrangement. And for me, I learned that the next time around, it's just to let go, keep the faith, and just trust, and it's going to work out.
Definitely, definitely. And just as as a person listening to your music, we don't hear the things that you do. We just want to know the beat is good, the lyrics are good, it's something we can relate to, and that's all that matters to us. So, yeah,
absolutely.
Don't overthink it.
I know. And I'm the same way. People will show me a song and, like, Rich, I want to play you this song. But just so you know, it's not done yet. It's really rough. I haven't figured out the lyrics yet. The chords might not be like this. Like, relax. Just play the song.
What else
funny.
Did you learn from making this album for the next album?
What did I learn? That there's a lot involved in releasing a record. Like, I thought, we're going to do a record, we're going to put it out, but no, like, there's so much more that's involved in properly releasing a record. You want to make sure you have a really solid marketing campaign. If you're going to be releasing a single, make sure you have a supportive music video to go along with the single.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you have proper photos taken. You want to present yourself. You have an updated website. You want to make sure you're, as an artist, that you're properly prepared and you're marketing yourself, because there's so much competition out there. And first impressions are everything. And as a new fan who might say, okay, you know, I've heard Wanting You from Rich Cloak. Let's see what else he's got. Oh, look, he's got a website. Oh, look, he's got a music video. Oh, look, he's active on social media. You know, you want to draw people in and keep people interested, and you want to present yourself as professionally as possible, especially as an indie artist
exactly.
when you're competing against the majors.
Yeah, yeah, and there's so many indie artists out there. It's overwhelming sometimes. I have over 600 emails. I know I shouldn't say this live on air, but I have over 600 emails that I haven't even gotten to yet. I mean, daily I try to go through them and listen to the different music and choose the songs that I would like on my next show or, you know, choose the next artist I'd like on for an interview. But it's hard to keep up. I mean, there's just
mm-hmm.
so many out there. So you have to make yourself stand out. And
yeah, for
what
sure.
you just said is really helping you. It really is.
Oh, thanks.
And you have to be persistent, too. Like me and you, we
oh, absolutely.
Quite some time ago, and I'm just getting you on now. So, you know,
I know.
For that. But
I know.
So
no, not at all. That's how it goes. That's what I'm learning, too. Patience.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Patience and persistence. They go hand
yes.
in hand when you're an artist. So.
Absolutely.
Now, the name of the album usually comes from a song that's on it, but yours is not. So where did Northern Skies come from?
It's taken from a lyric in one of the songs, You're My Kind of Country. And just for us, like, camping's always been really, really cool for me. I love it. It's just going up north and just seeing the sky at night. And when we shot the photos, we were up in the country, in a farm field, and when the sun was going, it was in the summertime, just that nice, that orangey, what the sky looks like when the sun's going down in the summer, then when all the lights come
mm-hmm.
out, and you got all the fireflies, and it's like, wow, this is amazing. And then we just were talking about what should we name the album, and that memory just came back. I'm like, oh, we should name it this. And, you know, I think it was a good choice.
Yeah, I love those pictures, too, when I see them of the sunsets and that and the orange glow, and it's just beautiful. So, and that goes along with the album then, especially if it's a lyric. So that works well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why did you choose to release Wanting You as a single instead of one of the other songs?
Personally, for me, it was the strongest song. I think it was, pick the strongest song to lead off the record. We had some feedback from a few industry people who had recommended that be the song that we go with, so I'm just trusting people, and so far the feedback has been overwhelming. It's been great. People are loving it, people are digging it, and I can't thank them enough for taking the time to listen.
Yeah, and definitely the video too, as you said, you made one for it, and I absolutely loved it. Where was
oh,
it
thanks.
Filmed, and how involved were you in the making of the video?
I was very hands-on in the making of it. We filmed it in the current town, city that I'm living in Burlington. A local bar allowed us to shoot over a weekend, and everybody involved, everyone you see in the video is all friends or blood relatives, so it was really cool to have friends and family out on the day of the shoot to be involved in it, so it was really, really fun experience. And we're just gearing up right now to release the second single, and just kind of in the planning stages of a new music video as well. So stuff to look forward to.
Which song are you going to release next?
Rockin' in the Summer will be the next single. We were going to release that one first, but we kind of missed the summer run. So we'll be releasing that song in May to get that May, June, July, August, and then we'll be into a third single to be determined.
Yeah, and then you'll have people in their cars with their windows actually open and singing to that song.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know? Right now, with it being so cold and winter and that, you know, we play it because we just know that summer's coming along and we, you know, have it in our mind. It's coming. Listen to summer songs and it'll be here faster.
You know? Yes, exactly.
Now,
exactly.
Which song is the closest to your heart and why? And it doesn't have to be one that's on the album.
If we're talking the album, the closest one that resonates the most for me would definitely be the ballad, which is called Northern Skies, Not Ready for Goodbye. We wrote that song Flav and I wrote that song together. We were going through, we just lost some close people in our lives, and we were kind of in a funk on the day we were going to write, and we said, I really want to write a song about this that encompasses kind of the emotions that we're feeling right now about losing the people that we've lost in our lives. And so the song for us is about loss and trying to be able to cope with losing someone that was, wow, you know, really close to you. Yeah.
Yeah. And that'll be very relatable to every single person that listens to it, because we've all lost somebody close to us. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely
for sure
a good one. Now, if you could do a duet with someone, who would it be?
Ooh, if I could do a duet with somebody, I think I'd like to sing with Garth Brooks. That would be awesome. That would be unbelievable. My mind would be blown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be a lot of fun. You know, give him a
for
shout
sure
out. You never know. These guys do a lot of things like that. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, definitely being able to sing with him would definitely be to sing with an icon like that, and just a legend in country music, would be amazing.
Now, when your music tops the country charts and you start winning awards, what will your first acceptance speech be like? What will you say?
Well, I'm married, so, and my wife has been very, very supportive of everything that I've done. She's, you know, the chief financial officer, the executive producer. So she would definitely be the first person I would thank. And I'd probably run over time thanking her. So.
Aw, that's so sweet. I love that. Love to hear the love. Now, I do. I love that. What do you want your fans to take away from listening to your music?
I mean, I think like most artists, I think the goal is to reach people on an emotional level where they can relate to your music and be able to say, hey, you know, that song means something to me. And people have been reaching out and telling me that. So I think as an artist, when that fan tells you that, or it reaches them, or it changes their think about things, or puts them in a better mood, you've done your job as an artist, and that's what it's all about.
Definitely. Now, I noticed you do little contests for your fans, and I think that's wonderful. It's another way of connecting with them and getting your music out there. Most recently, there's a signed CD and picture. So how did you come up with that idea?
I've always been big on giving back. And what the least I can do for people that are taking the time to listen to my music is to give back to them and, you know, give them my music, you know, take it. It's free, you know. So I want to, and they've been helping me to get my name out there by sharing my music and telling friends, telling family, posting my video, posting a song. So I feel let's have little mini contests every month that are simple, straightforward, and you will have a winner, maybe two, maybe three, who knows. And then they're going to grow over time, especially when we get more merchandise or we start formally touring, whether it be T-shirts, concert tickets, VIP passes, just constantly like to give away. So just, you know, I can't thank my fans enough.
Oh, I love it. Now, when you do a concert or a gig, whatever you want to call it, to me they're the same thing. I call everything an album, and I call everything a concert. So when you do those, do you have a full band with you most of the time, or do you do a lot of acoustic?
Right now, it's a lot of just acoustic gigs. It's cheaper for sure right now, and it's easier to book a gig where it's just you. You're not taking up space. It's easier to open for people, less politics involved. And I think at this stage right now, it's easier to plan. It's easier to plan because I just have to rely kind of on myself right now. But I'm, you know, in the summer, we're trying to get on a bunch of festivals right now for the summertime, so we'll be looking at hiring a full band. And getting that ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, they have a big country festival. It's like 3 days long. I think a Country Thunder is what it's called in Wisconsin. You should get yourself to one of those. I mean, people that are, you know, big name, and then there's indie artists out there, and I think that would do a lot of good for you. and get more recognition and more fans that way for people to hear your music.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Are you there?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm here. I heard a click,
okay.
And then I heard nothing.
Yeah, I heard the same thing. But no, I agree. Getting on those festival bills would be unbelievable. Would be amazing. So, you know, we've applied to a ton and a page's worth. So we'll see what happens.
Well, I do hope you make it down this way. I'd love to see you live. And I know Heather would love to hear you in Wisconsin. So I'm sure there's many more across the states. So, yeah, definitely you got to make your way this way. I don't know this. You're welcome. You don't know this. I don't know this. But how does somebody from another country play here? Do you have to get, like, permission? Or can you just come down and play somewhere? You have to get permission. Okay.
You usually need a visa, especially if there's money involved.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure there's other ways of going about it. But another avenue of what I was thinking of doing is maybe doing house concerts. Just, you know, going down, playing in someone's, you know, backyard for a small group of people. Another
mm-hmm.
way of kind of connecting on a more intimate level with your fans. But no, to play formal concerts or gigs, you definitely need a visa to get down there and play.
Oh, okay. You know, and it's funny, that's another thing that we don't think of with Canada being right there, and we're so interactive with you guys that you just think that, you know, you can cross the border and go play somewhere and not have to get a visa. I would think of that if somebody was coming from the UK, but not necessarily Canada. But, yeah, it's a whole different country, so
mm-hmm.
I guess
for
that's
sure.
how it works. Well, why don't you let the fans know where they can find you and your music?
Perfect. Well, they can reach me. My website is my central hub at richcloakmusic.com. It's www.richcloakmusic.com. You can find me on Twitter at Rich Cloak Music, Facebook, Rich Cloak Music. Very active. You know, drop me a line, say hi. I respond to just about everybody. So that's where you can find me. Yeah.
And for our listeners, he spells his last name C-L-O-K-E, just so they don't
yes.
try to put in C-L-O-A-K or something, you know.
Yes.
There's
yes.
different spelling. So, yeah, get the right spelling.
Yes, thank you.
And your music is available on iTunes and Amazon and wherever else, you know, you can upload it or download
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
And I noticed that you can purchase an autographed Northern Skies album along with the photo and a personal message from your website. That's awesome.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Excuse me, sorry. I've got that dry,
Thanks.
Tickly cough now from the end of the cold and the laryngitis, and it makes me insane. I want to thank you again for joining me. I really, really enjoyed finding out more about you and your music, and I wish you all the best, and I look forward to seeing you in the near future. So please keep
yes,
in touch
absolutely.
With me.
Yes, thank you, Pam. Thank you so much for having me on, and thank you to everybody that tuned in to listen to the conversation. It was great. Loved it. Thank you.
You're very welcome, and you're welcome back anytime. And don't forget, when you get new music, send it to me, and I'll be happy to play it on the show.
Absolutely.
Why am I hearing an echo? I don't know. That's so weird.
No.
Sorry about that.
Weird.
I don't know what's
That's
going
okay.
on with the phone lines. All right. Well, thanks again, and you enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll talk again soon. I'm going to go ahead and play these three songs for our listeners.
Thanks, Pam. You take care. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Rich. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And first up is going to be Wanting You. That's the single that he has out now.
I'm hanging out with some buddies of mine. I'm shooting pool to kill some time. At the bar, you're getting served. I'm thinking about working up the nerve. What a night with so much drinking. This feeling has got me thinking that I don't know what romance is. Here tonight I'll take my chances.
Summer, the one he's going to be releasing in May.
Summer night.
another great song by Rich Cloak, and the last one I'm going to play is called Miss Those Days.
Don't forget, if you'd like an autographed Northern Skies album along with a photo and personal message, get it off of his website, which is richcloakmusic.com. Again, that's C-L-O-K-E. Follow him on Twitter at Rich Cloak Music and find him on Facebook at Rich Cloak Music as well. And thanks again to Rich for joining me today. I really appreciate you taking the time out. And thank you to all of our listeners who listened in today. I believe that we have made many more fans for you, Rich, today, so that's a good thing. And I'll be back again on Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time with another hour of indie music from around the world, so I hope you'll join me then. Don't forget to take a little bit of time to go to take2radiomusic.com for upcoming guests. Previous interviews are on there. Previous playlists are on there. I also have a featured song every week with a little bit about each of the artists. There's a tab there for previously featured artists, indie artists that have been on our website for a week. And lots of other stuff, so check it out. And that's with the number 2, take2radiomusic.com. Take care, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll see you again on Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Bye-bye.
Get connected with Take Two Radio Music on Facebook or Twitter at Take Two Radio Music, or for email updates on future shows,
follow at Blog Talk Radio. For previous episodes, upcoming guests, and more, visit TakeTwoRadioMusic.com.